Rosenthal. But in order for the Cubs to sign Zobrist, some other things that have to fall into place, says Buster Olney. That's where Rosenthal's second rumor comes into place. He says the Cubs are now talking to the Yankees about a trade that would send Starlin Castro to New York. Zobrist is expected to make a decision on where he'll sign tonight. Nats and Mets also said to be in the mix. And we're learning more details about that Aroldis Chapman to the Dodgers deal that fell apart yesterday. LA apparently backed out of that trade after they learned that Chapman was involved in a domestic dispute at his home in Miami back in October. Police reports from that incident say Chapman fired several shots inside his garage. A dozen police officers were dispatched to the home where his girlfriend was found hiding in the bushes. She claimed Chapman choked her. There's also speculation that Chapman hurt his hand punching out the window of a car. MLB is now looking into the matter. When Dusty Baker was asked about that today, he made some bizarre statements about domestic violence in which he said he didn't believe police reports in the Chapman case, even though he admitted to not reading them. Now Baker has issued a clarification saying, quote, "There's no way I would ever condone domestic violence. Oh, no way."
Please.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh.
Because it's going to get better.
Okay.
We got to stop it big time. I'm hoping that...
Big time, dude.
Big time. I'm hoping that the Chapman I knew is innocent.
Oh, boy.
So basically, he's hoping that she's not telling the truth.
Right.
Oh, boy.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he's hoping that the accuser is lying or something.
But he wants you to know, we got to stop it.
We got to stop it big time. It's all domestic violence, dude. It's not just us. It's everybody.
He doesn't stop.
It's Dusty Fox.
Well, that was his bit.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
It ain't just us, dude. It's everybody. Come on, dude.
All right, football, a flurry of roster moves from the Bears today. The team announced they've signed tight end Rob Housler and placed Martellus Bennett on season-ending IR due to a rib injury. Bears also signed quarterback Matt Blanchard to the practice squad, terminated the contract of quarterback Justin Worley. Bears also said that Teo Tapfabaluja has been removed from the reserve suspended by the commissioner list, but the team currently has a roster exemption for him. Blackhawks are in action at home tonight against struggling Nashville. Nashville's lost 7 of their last 9. Trevor Daley was at today's morning skate. He's feeling better but won't play tonight due to that upper body injury. Corey Crawford will be in goal. Puck drops at 7:30. Bulls are off today. They'll head to Boston to take on the Celtics tomorrow night. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hub Arkish
is on our sidelines tonight.
Well, Kevin, Mike Pett would like to find something in the ground game. Keep pressure off of Josh McCown.
All right, Hub, thank you very much. Good to have your experienced eyes on that sideline.
Remember how Mike Pittman said they wanted to run the ball more in the second half?
Yes.
They've had 10 plays in the second half, 2 runs and 8 passes. Somebody's fibbing to Hub on the sidelines.
No, they wouldn't do that to us.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton's second to none since 1931.
Hub's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You follow Hub on Twitter at Hub Arkish. He's also at Shy Football and ChicagoFootball.com. So, a busy day for the Bears. Let's get to the news item of the day. Do you believe that with his placement on season-ending injured reserve, we can assume Martellus Bennett has played his last snap as a Bear?
It seems likely, guys. And this is not something that I believed until earlier today. It didn't make sense to me. I can't obviously say for certain. We do know that he was going to receive x-rays after the game Sunday. Everybody saw he came off the field after the fumble, was injured, but then returned and finished the game. So it'd be a little unusual to finish the game and then have a season-ending injury. It is a possibility, but this just feels a lot more to me like there was more going on behind the scenes than we realized, and that possibly management has had enough. So we will have to wait and see, but my best guess would be that this is a move to remove him from the locker room.
Yeah, and Hub, enough for this room isn't that much, right? I mean, there is not a lot of John Fox just doesn't want it. Ryan Pacer, somebody just doesn't want it.
Well, I think it's organizational, Tara, and I understand it, you know, and everybody wants to put their stamp on it. They want everybody on the same page. The thing that's a little puzzling to Martellus is that while he could be goofy, you know, he never seemed to be a distraction. His teammates certainly seemed to like him and enjoy him. Again, short of understanding exactly all that's gone on in the last 10 days or so, going back to Brad Biggs's report, and yet he wasn't being used. That was the thing that struck me. I mean, you know, you got a game where you've got one healthy wide receiver on the field, Alshon Jeffrey. You target him 12 times. He only catches four, and you still only throw four passes to Martellus Bennett? That didn't make any sense. Now, there's two possibilities. One, he was too injured, and he was being a hero, and he was out there and didn't belong out there. Or two is that they've just decided that he's not the answer. You know, Rob Hausler, who they've added, is a guy who's been around. He's a journeyman type. He can be a playmaker. Zach Miller will obviously be the feature guy for the next week or two, but you know Zach Miller is not the long-term answer, nor right. is Rob Hausler. And so, you know, again, I enjoy Marty. I hope he's not done, and I hope he heals up quickly. And there has to be an injury. You can't just make this stuff up. So they're not just burying him.
Right.
But it just, in light of everything we've observed the last 2 weeks, you know, if you don't use history as your guide, you usually make mistakes. And based on what I've learned being around the NFL, this feels for all the world like the end of the road.
And a lot of tryouts for the Bears today. They brought a bunch of wide receivers, and they have another practice squad quarterback. Do you think they were going to do this anyway, or is this a function of being out of the race?
Oh, no, I think this has to happen anyway. You know, again, they're, you know, realistically, they're out of the race. Literally or technically, they're not. We'll see what happens. But the bottom line is that I don't see Kevin White being ready. And again, I'm happy to be wrong. We'll see what they decide over the next week. But you can't take a chance with that asset unless he's 100%. And when I hear that he's still experiencing pain, even if it's not as bad as it was prior to the surgery, I don't know why you would put him out there. Apparently, Eddie Royal is done. I mean, he hasn't practiced in weeks. You don't see him coming back. They're forced to start Josh Bellamy. It's a joke out there. They target him four times. He makes one catch, and he gets a costly holding penalty. They don't have anybody wide receiver, and when you have to line up every week with just one wideout, it stresses the rest of the offense. And so I think at this point they're looking for any healthy bodies with some veteran experience who, you know, other teams at least have to defend, because the reality is you just don't have to worry a whole lot about Bellamy or Mariani or Cameron Meredith, or for that matter even Marquise Wilson.
Plus, it would appear to all of us anyway, Hub, that you had a quarterback that got concussed on Sunday.
I have no way of knowing, Terry. I know what you're talking about. I saw his head bounce like everybody else. But other than that, you know, 20, 30 seconds on the ground, he did bounce back right up. The shots of I saw him on the sideline, he wanted no part of any protocol. He seemed to be fine.
But that's not up to him. Of course he wanted no part of it.
I'm not suggesting it is. All I'm saying is that those are my observations. And I'm not a neurologist, so I'm not offering an opinion. I'm just saying I don't know if he appeared concussed or not. He didn't appear that way to me. And since he wasn't placed in the protocol, apparently he didn't appear that way to the neurologist.
Yeah, the timing was suspect in that he didn't go through the protocol until after his coordinator had made sure to buy him some time, because Cutler himself avoided the trainers. Gase met him as he was coming back and put the phone in his hand and brought him over to the bench, and he sat there on the phone. It was only after that, minutes later, when the protocol was administered.
We're all on the same page, guys. It's a huge problem. These players do need to be protected from themselves. You know, whether they got away with one there or not, I don't know. I guess all I was reacting to from Terry's question is, I didn't see anything that suggested to me that he was concussed, but I shouldn't. It doesn't matter what I saw. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, you know. So certainly I would agree that I think whether he liked it or not, that he should have been forced to be examined, and that is a fault of his coaches for not making that happen.
Why was it all kind of off? Everything in the offense seemed uncharacteristically uncoordinated. Do you think, I know that Cutler was listed as having an illness earlier in the week. There are some personal and family issues he's dealing with the disappearance of his brother-in-law, but he said that wasn't weighing on him at all.
Snapped at it. Yeah,
it was hard to tell exactly why, but the Bears' offense didn't look like itself.
Well, there was a whole bunch of things. I think, first of all, while the running game, you know, four yards a pop seems okay, and there were some really nice efforts by the backs, Ronis Grassou got beat like a drum all day long. And you have two costly holding penalties on Patrick Omame. I don't know where he ranks at this point, but the middle of that line was a problem. Now, we have to assume that Marty Bennett was hurt. He was only targeted four times. They couldn't get the ball to Jeffrey. He was being bracketed over and under, and they didn't have any other wide receivers. I thought we'd see more of the two back sets with Forte and Langford, with one of them split out. We didn't see much of that. So this perception that we were finally going to get to see them at their best proved not to be true once Marquise Wilson, for whatever he is, wasn't available, once Bennett obviously wasn't himself, and once they had a really poor effort from the interior of that offensive line.
Yeah, I guess, that's a better answer, I think, than we couldn't tell quite why. I mean, that makes more sense, Hub. I mean, you just couldn't. There wasn't enough there to do it. And I understand that. I understand that.
The thing, Ted, that I came away from after writing the tape review column, where I watched the game three or four times again afterwards, is that you don't realize how limited that offense is at wide receiver. I mean, we came in thinking that could be a strength of this team, and it could have been if the seventh overall pick in the draft had been what you hoped he was. And we know Eddie Royal is a really good slot receiver, but basically, you haven't had those two all year long. And so you've literally got one, I mean, he's a star, but you've got one NFL-caliber receiver.
He's also been hurt.
And it's really hard to run an offense that way.
Yep. And he's also been hurt during the course of this year.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, I get it. Okay, that makes sense, because I couldn't figure out why against a team that you think for the world you should beat, you just didn't, it just didn't look right, and that makes sense. I mean, if you're a guy, you've got guys out there that, and sometimes you roll the dice with a free agent, with an older free agent, and everything turns out well. Hub, that guy comes in and he plays whatever he's got left he gives you. It just hasn't been the case. Just hasn't been.
Well, it hasn't. And, the other thing I'll say for San Francisco guys is, whatever they may be and whatever that coaching staff may be, you saw it in Arizona the week before. Owen and Kat talked a lot about this. I think Pat Manley did too, as a matter of fact. They played hard.
They showed up.
Those linebackers are still really good, even though it's, a second iteration of that group. Navarro Bowman is still special, coming back off that knee. He's probably only back 95%. But what really impressed me was the job that kid Keffer did at cornerback. Now, again, they bracketed Jeffrey a good part of the day, but basically what Eric Mangini said is, I'm not going to let Alshon Jeffrey beat me. You go beat me with somebody else. And they almost did with the running backs, because Forte and Langford played really well, but they just didn't have enough in the passing game. And so it was a pretty good effort, a pretty good game plan from that 49er defense.
We spent a lot of time yesterday discussing Robbie Gould and what this 2 years of underperformance relative to career standards might be, what it might not be, and what the right thing is to do in a time where it just doesn't seem all that difficult to find accurate kickers. You have everything, the gravity of his history and all that he's been, and one of the most accurate kickers ever, one of the greats in the history of the storied franchise. But when you miss a kick like that in those ideal conditions and that badly, That's not something that some kickers recover from.
You're right, Dan, and we'll have to see. Robbie is very strong-willed. He's pretty good about this. He's not having a horrible season. We talk about, and actually it was interesting to me, because last year and early this year I thought his leg was stronger than it's ever been. But the other thing I've noticed, he's not getting kickoffs very deep anymore.
No.
And he was doing a better job of that last year and early this season. I think he was, 24 of 27. He was 2 of 4. So at 26 of 31, by many standards, it's not horrible. And actually, I asked, I don't know why I bother asking, because I know I'm not going to get an answer, but I asked Fox yesterday, what day is it? Yeah, yesterday at the press conference, how do you decide, at what point do you have to move on from trying to fix what's wrong for a guy who's never had a slump like this in his career to considering other options? And the answer John gave me was, he said, we approach it the same way as every other position. We understand that they make mistakes. We do our best to correct it, and we work through it. So I think what he said was, he's not ready to consider other options yet. But it's tricky with a veteran kicker, because usually Robbie is at that point where you've seen a lot of these guys, including a lot of the greats, and most of them, land with another team and have two or three more good years.
Yep.
I don't think Robbie's done by any means, but they usually do hit a wall with that first team, and so it's something that I think the Bears are probably going to take a hard look at.
I think it's just, it's just that we all know they didn't play very well, and Cutler threw his pick six. And as you correctly pointed about the offense, there wasn't much going on except the running game. There seemed to be, you know, there just wasn't targets for them. They weren't open. And everything else, and those are the kind of games, you know, and they had defensive lapses as well. But it was just one of those games, and they get that great return, which is like you can't believe your eyes, that this kid is streaking down the field with a kick. You know, you can't believe it. It just is one of those times, one of those moments when, yes, all of it was off. None of it was great during the day. But it was still a game there for you to win, and that's what hurt. And, I mean, I look at it and I say there's nine guys in the NFL right now that one hasn't missed any, and the other eight have missed one at this point in the season. And I just think, man, oh, man, that is such a big kick. It's big. You know, and again, I don't think they're going to the playoffs. I never did. I never did think they were going to get to the playoffs, but it was such a big kick given the situation and all that was wrong during the course of the day. It was just bad. And
you got to make it.
Yep, you got
to
make
it. Guys, there is no other way to spend it. And I thought, again, in fairness, the 49ers made enough plays and deserved to win that game. But at the end of the day, and I struggle with this because I really like Robbie a lot personally, he missed a 36-yard field goal to win the game. There's no other way to spin that. You can't do that. I don't care who you are. You can be a rookie kicker. You know, in the NFL, you cannot miss game-winning 36-yard field goals. So it's something that I'm sure they're going to take a hard look at the last 4 weeks and during the offseason.
We've got more to come with Hub, so keep it here, and we will bring you another segment of Football Talk. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Bears experts ever assembled, and only on the score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Paul Barkish, Dave Wongstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. The NBA is a communal pot. It's revenue sharing. But you ever have somebody who shares, like as a roommate at your house, and is always eating your food and drinking your beer and never going to the grocery store themselves? Well, that's essentially what the NBA owner said of the Philadelphia 76ers. You see, Jerry Colangelo, who's run USA Basketball, and previous to that, turned around the Arizona Diamondbacks, and previous to that, turned around the Phoenix Suns, has been called on by the league and other owners to be a consultant for the Philadelphia 76ers. But because we know the league and the owners put Jerry Colangelo up to it, essentially what they're saying is, you've been drinking our beer, you've been eating our food, you've been sleeping in our house. You know what? You haven't been putting in on this. Here's Jerry Colangelo to help you generate some revenue. So if you're creating an app or whatever you're doing, get to work. Get to the grocery store. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Chicago, it's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Nashville at 7:30. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 6 to 10, live at the Buffalo Wild Wings at 513 West Taylor Street in Chicago, or the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials. Maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Win ticket.
Or trade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 a month. For a family of four, that's $44 every month. Plus, up to $199 deductible when you break your phone.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Trade family
is over.
We're satisfied customers tell the tale.
Ask
about our guaranteed approval program.
Offers available to qualified customers on select models.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkansas.
Yes, he is, and he's ours today. Tomorrow, he will be yours for your phone calls. Before we get out of here, Hub, I wanted to ask a couple other things aside from the Bears, because they exhausted us yesterday. The calls just exhausted us. Couple things right in the end of good old NFC North. The Lions and the Packers. That pass from far, we have not had a chance to discuss that pass that was made and what defense the Lions were in. And then the Vikings just got torn to pieces on their home field the other day.
Yeah, I think Jim Caldwell has acknowledged they were in the wrong defense.
Wrong defense, yes, he did.
It's just no excuse for it. It's ironic because it looked like maybe he was making a run to save his job. I don't see how that's going to happen. The new president is in place now, and actually Ernie Accorsi apparently is overseeing the search for their new GM, and that GM is going to want his own coach. I think what happened, guys, is that they were in shock. You know, they how many times do you have an untimed play at the end of the game? I think they got caught napping. They were in the wrong defense. They only rushed three. They didn't have Calvin Johnson and other great athletes who should have been back there. And even with all of that, it was a really nice play the Packers ran. Did you see how they used three receivers to shield the secondary and keep Rodgers in front of them?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, guys, there may be three quarterbacks in the NFL who can make that throw. And ironically, Jay Cutler is one of them. But it was Aaron Rodgers who made it. You know, I'm just talking about the arm strength and the ability to put that ball up there like that. And it's mostly luck. But, I think the Packers needed a little because they were sure running in some bad luck up to that.
And the Vikings Sunday just getting torn apart by, because, you know, the Bears and the Seahawks were once in it. We're not in it anymore. We've given up on that. But are the Seahawks getting to this point where they are that good?
I think that's part of it, Ter. I didn't really see any of that until last week. I mean, I was impressed with the way Russell Wilson had taken over and the 39 that they hung on Pittsburgh, but thought, you know, they get into games like that. But this was the first time they put the defense and the offense together. Now, I don't think that they're as good as Arizona. I'm still not sure, you know, what happens if they have to play Green Bay. We know what happens if they play Minnesota. We have no idea what happens if they have to play Carolina, because I think that Cam Newton probably could stress that defense a little bit, but I have little doubt left that Seattle will be one of the wild card teams. As far as Minnesota, guys, that was terribly disappointing. I'm a big Mike Zimmer fan. I think Norv Turner is an excellent offensive coordinator. I think I've made clear I'm not a Teddy Bridgewater fan, but you don't hang that whole thing on Teddy Bridgewater. They got beat six ways to Sunday.
125 yards.
Yeah, well, they got issues now, Terry, because I'm sure you've heard about Peterson's comments in the locker room afterwards, you know, blaming it on basically Mike Zimmer, saying we were outcoached every way we could be outcoached and given a chance today or, I guess, yesterday to back off the comments. Peterson has said, I'm not backing off my comments. You know he's been an unhappy camper up there. And that's just, it's too bad because Adrian Peterson is, you know, one of the greatest players in the history of the game.
Yeah, he is.
And apparently he's putting himself ahead of the franchise and willing to damage the franchise now just for his own ego. I don't know how else you explain that. Even if you believe that you got badly outcoached, what's the upside of selling it? I mean, you know, keep it in the locker room. And so that's not something that goes away before Thursday night when now you got to take on Arizona. The Vikings may be in trouble.
When you saw what the Panthers were able to do and hold on and really that wild game that itself had yet another situation of a guy taking a blow to the head, and then there's all sorts of mystery about when the protocol was administered. He's not taken out of the game. They're letting him still run around out there, run three plays after he takes a crushing shot to his head. Yet in a game that had its share of defensive letdowns, just sort of inviting you for either of these quarterbacks to throw all over the place, your guy Chico is still standing tall.
They don't have a winning team left on the schedule, guys. I never thought I could say the Panthers at 16-0, but they're going to get Atlanta twice. I don't see them losing either one of those. And I don't know who else the other two were, but I know they're not
Tampa
winning football. I think they get Tampa once more. It might be Tampa and New Orleans. So, you know, Tampa at 6-6, Atlanta 6-6. So, you know, you got three games against 500 there. They got a shot. It's interesting. I did not, and you're right, Dan, absolutely crushing blow. To me, a much worse hit that Newton took than Jay, because it was a vicious helmet-to-helmet at the pylon. But what was interesting about that is I didn't see it until the replay. I didn't realize it. Watching the play in real time, I didn't know he got it in the head. I saw him go down.
Happened so
but
fast,
I had to see
yeah.
the replay a couple times before I realized that it was helmet to helmet. And so, you know, again, he did go through the protocol. Apparently is fine. You know,
but only went through after they kept him in the game for three plays. And then he said that the protocol was only administered coincidentally when he left for the bathroom.
Well, again, I'm not. I can't comment or defend the press. I don't want to defend the press. All I was getting to was having gone through it. After that, they let him back in the game and showed no ill effects. So, you know, guys, I think what we're finding here is that clearly the protocol isn't good enough. The protocol doesn't work. It's not being administered properly.
Right.
But we do have to realize that some guys can, you know, take vicious hits and not end up with concussions and come through the protocol. And I'd like to believe,
as far as we know, the protocol isn't determining whether or not they've suffered a concussion. It's whether or not somebody thinks they might have.
I understand, but, you know, for purposes of what I'm saying, it's the same
right.
thing.
Okay.
Nobody thought he did in that game. He came back and played and apparently has shown no ill effect. So, I mean, they got to do better. I think we all agree on that. And I'm not sure, you know, what the answer is. I'd like to believe that a well-trained independent neurologist available would demand, you know, examinations anytime he thinks, and that would be a good start. But apparently the observers are not calling for what appear to be obvious examinations.
See, I thought the most egregious episode was in the Rams game, when this is the very same team that just went through this with Case Keenum, that forced the league to convene the conference call and to get everybody in the league on a full league meeting. It's the Rams themselves. Janoris Jenkins gets knocked out cold by a teammate, and then they leave him in the game, and it's only later when he gets hit again in the head, again by a teammate, that they finally take him out.
Well, I guess, Dan, the reason that the Newton one bothers me so much more than the Cutler one is that in the case of Newton, I didn't see it originally, but seeing the replay, each time I saw the replay, it was worse, and I'm wondering what that independent neurologist is looking at. I mean, is he not looking at the replays which are available to him? He's up in the press box, you know, and it just took one look to say, oh, we got to check that guy.
You know? Yeah, right.
And
right.
he didn't, you know, and so, you know, clearly, I mean, it ain't just the players and the coaches. They got some bad doctoring going on, too.
As Cam Newton, as we let you go, Cam Newton, when we talked about this about 3 weeks ago, a lot of people poo-pooed it. Has Cam Newton put himself in MVP land yet?
You know, I think he's absolutely in the conversation, Terry. They're 12-0. He is the offense.
He is the offense, yep.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't consider him. I actually do have a vote at this point. I won't be voting for him just because I still don't think that they're as impressive as Carson Palmer and the Cardinals are. That could very well change in the next couple of weeks. But as far as my vote, I mean, right now I'm looking at Carson Palmer. I'm looking at Cam Newton. You have to look at Tom Brady in spite of the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's a couple other guys, you know, once I start to think it through.
All right, Hub, my friend, pleasure as always. We look forward to tomorrow night when the kids will have at you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. We'll
you too, my friend.
Too. That is Hub Arkish. He will join us tomorrow at 5.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Pretty big news from Hallis Hall this afternoon as the Bears announced they've placed Martellus Bennett on season-ending IR due to a rib injury. Bennett was reportedly shaken up in Sunday's game, says Rich Campbell, but he was said to be day-to-day. Bennett has just a year and just over $5 million left on his contract. Looks like he might have played his last down as a Bear. Bears also signed quarterback Matt Blanchard to the practice squad and terminated the contract of quarterback Justin Worley. And today, the Bears worked out a bunch of wide receivers, including Northwestern's Kyle Prater. Bears also took a look at running back Trey Millard. They'll be back at practice tomorrow ahead of Sunday's matchup with Washington. Elsewhere in the league, Johnny Manziel gets the start for the Browns Sunday against the 49ers, and the Bills have released tight end Matthew Mulligan. Now the winter meetings down in Nashville, the Cubs are in on Ben Zobrist, according to Fox Sports' Ken Rosenthal. But in order for the Cubs to sign Zobrist, some other things have to fall into place, and that includes moving Starlin Castro. Rosenthal says the Cubs are now talking to the Yankees about a trade that would send Castro to New York. Joel Sherman says Brett Gardner is not involved in those talks. Zobrist is expected to make a decision on where to sign tonight. Nats and Mets are also in the mix for his services. Blackhawks went 3-1-0 against the Predators last season. They hope to keep that winning trend going tonight as they take on Nashville at the UC. Corey Crawford gets the start in goal. Puck drops on that one at 7:30. Bulls are in Boston tomorrow night. From family-size Oreos and Edie's Custard to Energizer products, Pete's Coffee, Crackers Ham, and more, You'll get sizzling savings on all your favorites with the My Mix Hot 20 from Jewel Osco. Download MyMix and clip today. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
So Dusty Baker had his media availability today.
Yes, he did. That is not what you want with him, by the way.
He was at the winter meetings, the new Nationals manager, talking about a former player and some other things, but all you need to know is Dusty is back.
I don't believe reports until, I mean, who knows what, why? I mean, who knows? I'm not the one to judge on how the whole thing happened, you know? So.
What do you know about the guy?
Oh, he's a heck of a guy. I mean, a heck of a guy. I'm I'll go on record and say I wouldn't mind having Chapman. You know what I mean? So. I mean, he's a heck. I mean, he is a tremendous, you know, young man with a great family, his mom and dad, and what he went through to get here, and what his family had to go through to get here. You know, I was with him through the whole process. And I mean, there was a couple times when I had to stop him from, you know, from quitting or going back to Cuba
because he was dating, he was
lonely for his family. You know, so I went through a lot of stuff with Chapman. So, I got nothing but love for the young man.
You surprised by? I don't know how much you read about the allegations.
I didn't read it. I don't read most of the stuff you guys write. No, I don't.
I don't know if you heard anything.
I heard from my son. You know, and so
what an idiot.
I mean, who's to say the allegations are true, number one? And who's to say what you would have done or what caused the problem? Or, I mean, you know.
What just happened was an unbelievable disaster.
What an asshat.
And then I have a feeling Mike Rizzo called him.
Well, then he issued his clarification saying,
then he issued
a
clarification.
Domestic violence is bad.
You should go on with clarification.
I said some things, Chapman.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
The Chapman that I know.
Of course.
Right. You know, I mean, this guy, I was his first manager.
Right.
You know, I mean, I saw him through his family and coming over, and he was going to quit a couple times. And, I mean, it's tough on these guys that defect.
Yeah.
And, I didn't see what happened. I didn't know what happened, but there's no way, that I could imagine this happening. But you don't know what people will do or what they're, you know, capable of doing.
Yeah.
Especially under duress or anger or whatever. And there's no way that I would ever condone
what he's
doing. You know, domestic violence.
What's speculated. That
exactly. What's speculated, right? Because we don't know.
Right.
You know, I didn't even know. I just saw it on ESPN, the subtitles. Yeah. You know, this morning, you know, so how am I, you know, going to have an opinion on what a guy did? All I can have an opinion on is a kid that I know.
That's my favorite channel of the network, ESPN, the subtitles. That's the best one.
It's not speculation.
Right. And the report is not a damn news report. It's a police report, you moron. I was watching ESPN the subtitles the other day. Man, it's just the best.
And who's that host covering his ass there? Speculation. Come on.
He is just, I kill.
It didn't take him long, did it?
Listen, if I run any kind of sports franchise.
And you should, by some.
Terry,
I would be
a good PR guy and running a PR department for a sports team, or I would be really good at that. The idiots wouldn't have the stupid Twitter mishaps and these stupid comments from idiot managers like this guy. Two things. Either number one, read everything involved and have a formulated opinion. And if it's stupid, fine. Just be informed. You know, if you're dumb and informed, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, there's no
uninformed and dumb, I'm not okay with.
Dusty has to realize in this day and age, there's no excuse for not being informed.
Right. Uninformed and dumb, not acceptable. Yeah, informed and stupid, fine.
And that stuff, I got a friend whose wife beats him up.
Right.
What the hell? And how about this stuff? Who knows what you would have done? I know that I wouldn't be firing 8 shots in my garage.
And my second point would be this.
Yes?
Just say no comment. Just say no comment at this time.
See, I can't.
I don't know that. I don't
it's
know.
It's not my place to comment on that.
Here's
right now.
What you say. I don't think it's right to comment on another team's player.
Right.
Because that is exactly Simple. What anybody, what Theo Epstein would always, he said, it's his policy to say, well, we don't comment on players who are under contract to other teams.
I mean, I know there are, I've been annoyed at times with certain PR individuals in this town that work with certain sports teams.
Oh, I would never, that time he almost
came to blows with Tim Hallett. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I would never, ever let anyone in a sports franchise that I run the PR department for get in front of a microphone and speak without me or one of my people there. Never. I don't care. I don't care what the situation is.
And what are the people laughing at? What are the assembled
Because
media?
That's the whole idea that it's just, oh, we're pals, we're buddies, you know? Like, yeah. You got to be friends with a guy to cover a team.
There's so much wrong with that. All that. Well, who knows what you would have done? He's got to globalize it. He's got to be confrontational about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have shot at my girlfriend or my house or whatever.
Exactly.
In the garage. Yeah. Wherever the 8 shots were. Yeah,
Philly, fire 8 shots into the garage and have 12 police cars show up.
What would you do?
You know,
we don't even know what's true.
There's a saying that Tannehill always says. I mean, this guy, he's saying it all the time. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
I always say that.
All the time. I mean, this guy's constantly saying it.
I like that.
You look at this guy. There's a history of weird things happening around this guy.
Who, Tannehill?
No, Aroldis Chapman. Oh, yeah. No, the weird things stopped when Joe Judge quit here.
It did. I was thinking about him the other day downstairs.
We saw Joe Judge the other day.
Where was he?
He came by my house on Friday.
Uh-oh. Oh. How is he?
He's good. He's really good, actually.
And Terry, we were talking about you, wondering if you got into the show Fargo. It's off topic, but that's a good show for you. Just quick sidebar there.
That's a real good segue.
Okay, I have avoided it. Maybe someday. I have things to watch, but I will consider it because everybody says it's good. I will consider it, but you know, I hated the movie.
Have on a roster that you don't necessarily have at the
moment. Yeah. I mean, you're always in need of left-handed pitching, left-hand hitting, and need of speed. I mean, I think that's the number one thing that's missing. I think in the game is speed, and with the need for the minorities. You can help yourself. You got a better chance of getting some speed with Latin and African Americans. You know, I'm not being racial. That's just how it is. You know what I mean? So
he may never manage a game.
may never get to
spring training.
This idiot already.
It's possible.
How many bags of crap on the porch can he step in one press conference?
In one sitting.
One media availability.
You think they're calling Bud Black right now?
The very first time.
Hey. Where you been?
Buddy.
We hired you.
Sounds like Reggie White.
It is.
Like, hey, bud, where did you go?
It sounds like Donald Trump talking to the Jewish coalition. We're all negotiators in this room.
Let's not open that door.
That's what it sounds
like.
That
guy's got a great plan.
You like his plan?
Oh, yeah. Keep the Muslims out of America. How do you do that? Well, our leader's got to figure that out. We just got to do it. All right.
We'll make it work.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
I mean, they got to figure out what the hell's going on here. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
I really believe the Iran deal. Look, I'm a negotiator like you folks. We're negotiators.
Of course. We're all negotiators here. Room full of Jews. They're all negotiating. Look, we're all part of the international banking conspiracy. Right. I'm part of it, too. So don't worry about it.
He purposely drops diamonds out of his pocket. Hey, look, it's like, oh, geez, diamonds in my pocket, too.
I'm carrying loose diamonds with me. It just kind of happens that way. What do you know? Happy Hanukkah, everybody. But Dusty, my God. And this, what is he saying? The one thing the game is missing is speed?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
No speed left in the game.
There's plenty of speed. It's just people don't want to.
You meant like uppers.
Don't want to risk stolen bases that aren't worth trying for if they don't have to.
There's, you know, I mean. I'm telling you, he might not make it to spring training. There's just a possibility he'll never see that manager's office. I mean, what are you going to do about this? You got 2 months to go yet.
I got a buddy. His wife beats him up. That's your answer? That we don't know. We don't know, dude. I got a buddy whose wife gets beat up by his wife. You don't have a buddy whose wife is beating him up. You're making crap up. Why doesn't somebody call him on that? What's the name of this buddy?
Yeah, tell me who your buddy is.
Has he reported the abuse to police?
Who's your buddy? It's like a stupid, made-up, racist hate mail that nobody saw, that nobody asked
about. Bob Nightingale saw it.
No, he didn't.
He stuck his hand in the drawer and pulled out tons of racist hate mail.
And they knew exactly that it came from people in Chicago, remember? Yes. He was trying to paint all Chicago baseball fans as racist
yeah.
because they didn't like him being an idiot.
Correct.
God. I'm kind of glad.
Hey, I'm the one who said he was the right fit for Washington. I mean,
you're not the only one. You're not the only one. A lot of really smart baseball people agreed, but that was more from a baseball perspective.
Baseball perspective. I didn't know he was out of his mind.
Yes, you did.
Well, not like this. That the first chance he gets. Can't you even make like the fifth chance?
I don't read your report. I don't read what you write. He didn't write the police report. Boers and Bernstein will say your favorite words in show business next on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
And the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the hoodie footy styles. There's a lot of them, you know, at pajamagram.com. Each hoodie footy has a drawstring hood. Most important thing, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a hoodie footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram and save $60. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, you know it's guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday and please tell them The Score sent you. And Boers and Bernstein, love you, Sue.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
That's my guy.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage, meet Harry. Who unexpectedly came home for lunch, and he was surprised to find the personal trainer's van in the driveway because his wife, Debbie, worked out in the morning. And Harry heard noises in the basement, and he went downstairs to let his wife know he was home, and he found them performing aerobic exercises on which Harry did not sign off. So on his way up the stairs, Harry contacted a divorce attorney who recommended he call David to discuss refinancing the home into his name and removing Debbie from the title when the divorce was final. If you're a divorce attorney looking for an outstanding lender to whom to refer your clients or a homeowner that caught their spouse cheating on them and want to learn about what your refinancing options are, now call David right away, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. So here's the number, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
F Company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack for tickets, hot dogs, and sodas for only $89. Visit ChicagoWolves.com at 550 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
I'm home!
Has joined us from afar. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. We should mention Lawrence is at the Buffalo Wild Wings at 513 West Taylor Street in Chicago for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. And Lance Briggs is going to join you later. The stuff that you had with Lance recently was just great.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it all day Friday, driving back from the remote and most of the weekend. Like some of the stuff that he was saying about how he feels now. And we're going to find out, I think, a little bit later on, because he said that he would tell us about it, that today was the day that he was having all of the full body scan stuff done to try and figure out like what football did to him and if there are remedies for what football did to him. And, you know, when we got into it, I said, you know, my biggest issue, and it's always been my biggest issue, is informed consent, that I don't want football to necessarily go away. I just want one of the NFL to stop lying about some of the stuff that they were doing, and especially the stuff they did to Dr. Bennett Omalu. And he said, yeah, if you put something in front of me that said this is what's possible, I'm sure I would have signed it.
Of course
but
you would have.
It was chilling to kind of hear him go through the stuff that he's dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And it was interesting, like some of the react for it. Well, someone said, well, I don't feel bad for him at all. And I said, well, then you're kind of a bleep then
if
you don't feel bad that someone's in pain.
Well,
whether they signed up for it or not.
Did you read what Omalu himself recently said, saying that obviously informed consent has been the goal of a lot of us, but Omalu's point was sure, absolutely there should be informed consent to play tackle football, which means that nobody under the age of legal consent at 18 should be allowed to have the decision made for them. So he essentially said...
Yeah, the New York Times had that op-ed today about that.
Yep, and Omalu himself and said that.
I think it's a really interesting and provocative thought. I just don't know how the football complex in America allows that to happen. And considering some of the people that they know in the political arena, how they would get it outlawed, how people would get it outlawed and make it like smoking or joining the military or anything else that you can't do until you're 18 years old. I don't know how that happens, but I do think that it's an interesting place to kind of start really paying attention to it, and how much I'm starting to think a lot more about the way that we talk about some of this stuff too, because we usually give credit to the quote unquote tough guys.
Yep.
And when it comes to your brain, that doesn't matter at all. But I'm starting to wonder if it should matter for the guy that's playing who just had his knee, a helmet put in his knee, or is dealing with an ankle injury, on whether we should be really kind of glorifying them as warriors instead of saying this could have repercussions. It's a layered and complex subject that I don't know if there are answers to, but I do know that talking to Lance last week was really chilling for a guy that, you know, I've known for 12 years, and to see what he's now starting to realize about what the game has done to him, it's really interesting stuff.
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Yeah, it sure was, Lawrence. And we thought, we'd said all along, you two guys are great together, and I don't know, we didn't know it would turn to that, but it was terrific. And I've seen that thing that they talk about with NFL players, and they have the full body thing and all this stuff, and some, you know, are really not interested in doing it out of fear, and most are probably going to do it. I saw this thing about it somewhere, I can't remember where.
All right,
but it's definitely, there's some fear there. All right, let's get out our quick thank yous.
Herman Moore, Pete Futek, Sirat Sohi, and Hub Arkish.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Fred Hoiberg's offense is kind of predicated to pushing the ball. Pau Gasol, to me, is literally killing him.
I'm Matt Abaticola. Dale Jr., you know, but he's just taking it easy right now. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
There are two fouls on the play. Holding, offense, number 83.
83. Won't stop. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks,
we will do it all over again tomorrow. It's a Wednesday. So a couple things of late. For sure, Hub at 5 o'clock will take your calls on the Bears and the NFL. And who knows what will happen between now and then with Dusty Baker. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way, and then with Lance Briggs later on. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Madden, Brian, Arrieta, Schwarber. Every game of the Cubs' quest to fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then